visit us again on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready, get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Hello, this is Gregory Tenney, pastor of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank all of you, my supporters, for everything that you do, and I'm going to ask that you be safe in this Memorial Day holiday weekend. I want to give a shout out to loved ones of mine that has gone on before us. I want to give a shout out to Viola Tenney, James Tenney, Roderick Tenney, Arthur Wheatley, Martha Wheatley, Willie Wheatley, Eddie Wheatley, Uncle Cornelius Tenney, Ephraim Tenney, George Tenney, Walter Tenney, all of my loved ones that have went on before me, and my brother, also James Edward Tenney. I have two brothers that are deceased now. My oldest brother, James Edward Tenney Jr., and Roderick Tenney, which is my youngest brother. So I want to give a shout out on this Memorial Weekend day, letting you know, the public, that I truly miss my loved ones. And if you have loved ones, let me just enlighten your heart. You need to love them while you can. You need to put your arms around them while they're here, while they're present. You know the old saying that give me my flowers while I'm alive, because guess what? When I'm dead, I can't see them. You ought to watch out, somebody. And I want you to know that you should, on this, as we go into this Memorial Day weekend, that show some love to your loved ones that are still here, and and give some recognition to those who have paved the way for you and have went on before you. I want to once again give a shout out to my pastor Dr. Joshua Jordara of the Zion Hill Church family. And Pastor, I pray that you and your wife, Elizabeth Jordara, would have a beautiful and wonderful weekend on this holiday. And I dare not go any further without giving a shout out to Tiffany Sanders, and say hi to you, and hope that God richly bless you. I just want to briefly talk with you just for a few moments about the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit works in mysterious ways. It works in different ways. And the Holy Spirit is everywhere. There's a Trinity, and the Trinity, if you know what I'm talking about, is called the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three persons coming together to make one. There's a familiar passage of Scripture that comes by the way of Acts, the second chapter, and it says, "And when the day of Pentecost had arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like that of a violent rushing wind came from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were staying. They saw tongues like fire, flames of fire that separated and rested on each of them. Then they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them." Now, note that there were Jews staying in Jerusalem, devout men staying in Jerusalem from every nation under heaven. When this sound occurred, a crowd came together and was confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. You tell me that the Holy Spirit is not powerful. The Holy Spirit is very powerful. Each of them understood the tongues in each of their own language, and they were astounded and amazed, saying, "Look, aren't all these who are speaking Galilee? How is it that each of us can hear them in our native language?" My brothers and sisters, that shows you that the power of the Holy Spirit is great. The power of the Holy Spirit is magnificent. The power of the Holy Spirit is unmeasurable. And you got to note that, look, you remember the three Hebrew boys that were in the fiery furnace and they were untouched by the flames? It's simply because the third person of the Trinity, along with the Son and God, the third was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was there in their presence, in their midst, was there with them. You know that even with Jonah in the belly of the whale, you got to know that it was because of the Holy Spirit. You got to know that even with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Holy Spirit was there. Did you ever hear the story in the Bible that speaks about Paul and Silas when there was a tremble like an earthquake came on? They were locked up in jail. And that shows you just the Holy Spirit is so powerful. God is so powerful that it shook the jail and the jail door came open. Good God Almighty. The Holy Spirit is a powerful being. And my brothers and sisters, note that today the Holy Spirit is with us. It is among us. It dwells in us. And look at it. They were all gathered together there in one place. One place. And a sound from heaven came as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled the place. And you know, nowadays when something like that would occur and happen, you know, the first thing we think is, "Oh, Lord, there's another Katrina coming." But let me just enlighten your heart. Katrina came to tear down, to destroy, to make life miserable. But the Holy Spirit came to set, good God Almighty, the captives free. It came to bring peace in the midst of the storm. It came to mend a broken heart. And note today, just as we're dealing with situations that we're dealing with, you got to note that folk always talk about what the scientists need to do, what the scientists can do, what the scientists will do. Well, I stop by to introduce you to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can shake up everything. It can give you an antidote that don't no man can give you. Isn't it good to know that? Isn't it good to know that in the midnight hour when you need some comforting, the Holy Spirit can comfort you? Isn't it good to know that in the midst of turmoil, the Holy Spirit can stop all turmoil? It can bring it to a halt. The Holy Spirit is very powerful. So powerful that in that passage of Scripture, it began to speak, and it was like tongues of fire that set upon each of them, and everybody could understand just what's being said in his or her own language. It didn't matter if it was Japanese. It didn't matter if you were Chinese. It didn't matter if you were African American. It didn't matter if you were Zulu. Whoever it was, you could understand in your own language. And my brothers and sisters, I want you to know it's the Holy Spirit that gives you compassion, that have you with compassion in your heart. It's the Holy Spirit that heals a sin-sick soul. It's the Holy Spirit that makes your body whole. And you know, it's all about Jesus, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the rose of Sharon, the one who woke you up, breathed air into your nostrils, and you became a living soul. And if the truth were to be told, we ought to be shouting right about that. Yes, we're coming into a Memorial Day weekend. But look, let me just show you something. The Bible tells you that to live is to die. And I know a lot of us will be going to the garden of memory or to wherever your loved one is resting. Note that the Bible says, even though you go to pay your respects, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So even though you're going to the cemetery to show your respects, you got to know that your loved ones ain't there. Good God Almighty. Only the house that they used to live in is at that residence. But you got to know that there's a residence far greater than the one that the Garden of Memory holds. And I'm so glad that I believe that my loved ones, as they are absent from the body, they are present with the Lord. So please, if you have never personally allowed God to come into your life, if you have not experienced the move of the Holy Spirit in your life, I solicit to you that you will let him in. Let God in. He'll make a difference. Guess what? He'll make your enemy your footstool. Guess what? He'll give you an antidote above all antidotes. And even though we're dealing with this virus, you got to know that God is the antidote for it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will come unto you. You got to know that God loves you in spite of. God loves you in spite of your mishaps, in spite of the situations that you get in spite of how you act and how you conduct yourself. You can always come to the Master. And I'm so glad that the Master is the supreme being. The Master is the creator. The Master is the one who wake you up in the morning. The Master is the one who has not some power, but all power. Isn't it good to know that God has all power? So note that as they were all gathered there, they were having a glorious time because the house was filled with the presence of God. And man, you got to know that anytime you're in the presence of God, it is a glorious time. Anytime God has come into a situation that you have, you got to know that God will take care of it. And note that God never lies. God said that he will supply your every need. But in order for him to do so, note, you got to be with him. He has to be a part of your life. You have to have a relationship with him. So if the Holy Spirit is not a part of your life, if you have not allowed, asked him to come in and be a part of your life, do so. Do so. Don't put off the day. Tell tomorrow what you can do today. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast, 88.1. I'm so thankful and all of the connected stations that it surrounds itself with. And you got to know that your support is very much needed. If you care to support this ministry, any way financially, make checks, money order, payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, Alexandria, Louisiana. The address is 4800 Smith Avenue, 4800 Smith Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, or cash app it to Gregory Tenney. Get ready for this is truly the church that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. I'll see you next weekend, next Saturday at 10:30 a.m. on 88.1, the best radio station in town.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Grady Blackwell of the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm so glad that you tune in to your radio program. I want you to call somebody and tell them that the First St. Mark Baptist Church and Grady Blackwell is on the air. We want to just talk with you just a little while, tell you what's happening at First St. Mark Baptist Church. We are so glad that you have your radio on 88.1 KAYT-FM. Again, we ask that you would tell somebody that the pastor of First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Again, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on at First St. Mark Baptist Church, and we may have time to put maybe a 5 or 3 or 4 minute scripture that we want you to think about. First St. Mark going to have communion this Sunday coming up. It's the fourth Sunday, and we will have communion at the 11 o'clock hour. We don't expect a lot of people there. We want to do what the state requires. We don't want no more than 10 people there, and then we'll practice our social distance and everything that it requires. But we hope and pray that you feel like coming to church on Sunday and break bread and drink the wine with us on our communion. If you can't make it, I want to tell you that First St. Mark will and do take communion to the home. But we have been very careful during this coronavirus season on taking it to the home, because we know that they have so many restrictions and so much distance that we have to stay, and we don't want to break any rules of that. So we just want to know that, want you to know that we're definitely praying for all our members. And we hope that if you're a member, or even if you're not a member, and you're listening at us, tell somebody to listen at the radio every Saturday at 10:45. That's a quarter to 11. Every Saturday at 10:45, First St. Mark Baptist Church and its pastor, Grady Blackwell, is on the air. Some people don't know it. We want them to know it. We want the word spread, because this is the way that we communicate with each other. And we want your comment. When you hear something on the radio, tell us what you want. If you want somebody different, or if you want to hear something about what. But we want to tell you something. We have church anniversary coming up in the third Sunday in August. Third Sunday in August, First St. Mark, 117-year church anniversary. So, you know, make a note of that. Every Monday, we have a, you know, sobriety. We have an AA meeting every Monday at 6 p.m. It lasts 1 hour from 6 to 7. Every Wednesday, we have midweek service, and it lasts 1 hour from 6:30 to 7:30. Every Thursday morning, we have a free community prayer breakfast. And that's been going on for the past 8 years. And we had stopped it for a little while during the coronavirus season for the last 2 months. But we're back, and we're doing that every Thursday. It's from 6:30 until 8:30 in the morning. So come by, have a good breakfast. And we got somebody named Pam that can really fix the best grit that I ever ate. So we want you to come by for sure and test out that Thursday free prayer breakfast every Thursday at that time. We know that we got Juneteenth coming up. We don't know the exact story on that, but we do know that we have Father's Day on the third Sunday in June. And I've been told by some people that they got a surprise for the father on that day or on that Saturday or something. I'm not even supposed to be talking about it, but I'm letting the cat out of the bag. But we just want you to know that First St. Mark is in the community, and we just want you to attend. Now, we open for visitors. Our address is 1624 Reed Avenue, Alexander, Louisiana. And if you want to call and add some questions, call 318-589-8129. So we just talking about First St. Mark Baptist Church, pastored by Grady Blackwell Sr. So we just want you to know that there's a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. We hope and pray that a lot of our sick members, our homebound members, that listen at this radio broadcast, because a lot of it is aimed at them. We don't get a chance to get to the nursing home or wherever they may be sick at home to see them like we want to, but this radio ministry gives them a glimpse, a peep as what's going on at that church. And again, we thank all of you for supporting your church. And I will tell you this, I've got calls. Say, I got my tithe. What do I do with them? Do I mail them? Do I keep them? Well, here's what you can do. Our financial secretary, Sister Pat Sylvain, you can take them by there, call her, and she'll get somebody either to accept them or pick them up or whatever. But all you have to do is call. Secondly, some people do mail it. And some people, they got all kind of stuff. If you call the pastor, he'll make arrangements to get your tithe. So we know that you want to do that, and we appreciate what you do because you got the church at heart, and you do want to take care of your church. Y'all, let me say just a short prayer. Bow your head, mind stayed on the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your amazing grace and your tender mercy. We thank you, Lord, for being a God all by yourself. We know that you sit high and you bless us low. Father God, we just thank you. We just thank you for everything that you do. Lord, we know that you watches over us. We know that you protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, we're told that you are everywhere at the same time. We know that we can pray a prayer here in Alexander and somebody can be blessed in California or anywhere in the world. You are everywhere, and we thank you that you got the power to do anything but fail. Now, Lord, we ask that you would just breathe on our sick members in our church and let them know to hold on, everything gonna be all right. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. Bless our church. Bless all churches that are open on Sunday or anytime in your name. Bless them, Lord. Lord, breathe on the Army Quarter, on all the churches that located there, and let them know that it's your church and they're going to be all right. Lord, we just thank you. We bless, actually, just a smile on all our sick people. Let them know that you're in charge. And ain't no disease or no virus or anything is bigger than you. You can holler, peace be still, and people stop getting sick, and they can close down the emergency room, and hospital won't have no patients. We know that you are just that powerful. Lord, we just thank you. Bless prayers that are prayed. Answer prayers, Lord, that some of our members prayed. Let them know that you answer prayers. And a lot of times you don't come when they want you to, but I heard somebody say that you are our on-time God, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless and keep us. A lot of time we don't pray like a deacon or a preacher. A lot of time we just say, Lord, have mercy. And you know what we're saying, even before we open our mouth. Lord, we just thank you. Bless us, keep us, is our prayer. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I'm so glad. I was looking at the Bible, Colossians, the third chapter, the 17th verse. And I just like to kind of read a paraphrase what it say. It say, and whatever you do in the words or deeds, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God that the Father through him. And again, that's Colossians, third chapter, 17th verse. And we thank you for that. I want to just talk a little bit about living for Christ in the home. Living for Christ in the home. And I want you to know that the way this coronavirus and thing, it got a lot of us restricted to the home. We can't get out and go exactly where we want to go. If we do, we're wearing a mask and we got social distance of 6 feet apart and just all kind of stuff that's going on. Not too many in a crowd and all this stuff. So we are kind of restricted to our home. And every once in a while, living for Christ in the home. So since we're living for Christ in the home, every once in a while, it looks like we ought to have church in the home. Every once in a while, it looks like we ought to have Bible study in the home. But instead, the social scientists tell me that it's a lot of things happening in the home. Now that you got the whole family in the home, there's a lot of violence going on in the home. There's a lot of bad things going on in the home. Mom and dad is fighting. Children are rebellious because they're in the home too close together. And they said spouse abuse have increased since we had this coronavirus, and some people have been in home together for 2 or 3 months now lately. So what I'm trying to say, and I hope somebody out there hear me, we need to be living for Christ in the home. And when we start talking about that, we just say this. The most important place of Christian service may be your own home. And earnest effort should be put forth to demonstrate the spirit of Christ and to show forth the graces of a Christian disposition within the home. We will feel miserable if we practice our Christianity only within the fellowship of a church. Out of the midst of a wicked world, we need to put forth a persistent effort to show genuine piety and all that it means to be followers of Jesus Christ within the home. The passage of the scriptures under consideration emphasize the obligation of those who make up the family life. Now, we know a family life, what we need. We need a man, which is a husband. We need a woman, which is the wife, man, woman, and child. That's what we need in order to make up the home. And I know, I got sense enough to know that sometimes you don't have children, but sometimes the children is grown and out of the house. Either way, it's the family that makes up the home. Wives are encouraged to subject themselves to their own husband. And that's in the same Colossians 3:18. Or you look at Ephesians 5:22. Some women misunderstanding Paul teaching about submission have rebelled against it, but he's not emphasizing a superiority of husband over wife. Instead, he's encouraging wives to accept their proper role in relationship to their husband, being head of the household. Likewise, Paul encouraged husbands to take their position of leadership in the home. Someone must assume a position of leadership if a home is to be well-ordered, productive, and happy. You know, I did a lot of marriages. I heard some women, one woman told me, look, Reb, I ain't going to put on there that obey my husband. I don't want that. And of course, I didn't perform that marriage, but you know, some people think that that's wrong. But if a husband really loves that wife, like